Love is universal. Comedy is universal. But maybe in the difficult circumstances of 21st century Nigeria, you need plenty of both.
Baby, who is Jennifer? You've heard the question. Most guys, you're not fast. You go like, Jennifer. Who is Jennifer? She's just asking who the hell is Jennifer. You're saying, who is Jennifer? On the other hand, girls are faster. They are smooth. When you catch a girl like, baby, who is Tony? They don't wait. Before you even say Tony, like, ah, baby, come on. Tony again, baby. Tony is gay.
Nigerian culture is global, and the most populous nation in Africa has produced an explosion of voices, comedic, like clown basket mouth there, or musical here. I'm gonna get you to me. I'm gonna keep moving. Keep moving. That's Edo singer Atuaje Irube, who goes by the name Waja. Words aren't just enough. Or like a very different voice, writer Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, for whom words are more than enough. Her new book, Americana, is a story of love, comedy, and identity, all with a Nigerian backdrop. Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on this book. It's a really meaty, great story about two wonderful characters, Ifemelu and Obinze. Tell me about them.
Ifemelu and Obinze meet in secondary school in Nigeria as teenagers, and they fall in love. They have this wonderful connection. And then they are forced to part because Ifemelu leaves for the U.S. and Obinze wants to join her, but he can't because 9/11 has happened and he can't get a visa to America. So he goes to the U.K. and he's an undocumented immigrant there. And, you know, they have different paths to their lives. And then many years later, they reconnect in Nigeria when Ifemelu moves back.
The amazing thing about this story, and I don't want to go through the plot endlessly because I think you set it up very well there. What I'm struck with is this book is filled with really wonderful observations about life in America through Ifemelu's blog. But it also makes the point that being an American is kind of a loose identity in the world today. But being Nigerian, that is a deep sense of identity. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure.
The idea that where you come from almost matters most, more than where you end up.
I suppose so. I mean, I think that for many immigrants like Ifemelu, home in some ways becomes this place that you carry with you. So Ifemelu has been in the U.S. for 13 years, and she likes America. America has been very kind to her, but she still has this pull and this, you know, this. She feels compelled to go back home. And of course, when she goes back home, it's not quite the home that she left behind. So it's become a different kind of home, if that makes sense.
Sure. The question of success in America comes up again and again in this novel. The idea that you can be successful and free, but that merely being successful doesn't allow you to escape your identity back home in Nigeria.
I'm not sure that she necessarily wants to escape her identity. And even identity itself is such an interesting thing. I'm interested in identity. I think it's obvious from the novel. But I don't think I would have been as interested in identity as I am if I hadn't left Nigeria. So I think coming to the U.S., there's something about being in America that forces one to confront the idea of identity. America makes you define yourself, you know. It's not just those forms where you have to tick something that you are, right? But also just in general. And so I think also that identity shifts. When I'm in the U.S., I become African and black. But when I'm in Nigeria, I'm really not any of those things.
That's amazing. You know, and you get that sense of voice in the blog posts that Ifemelu delivers, commenting on America. You know, there's this hackneyed kind of cliche notion of coming to America and experiencing freedom. But the freedom that Ifemelu experiences in her blog is something different, even beyond the traditional American freedom. Is there something about the blog itself that takes us kind of post-America, in a sense of being free to say whatever it is that's on your mind?
I think one of the things that Ifemela discovers, and I suppose I discovered as well, is that there are many wonderful freedoms in the U.S., but there's also a sense in which there are many things one cannot say in America. And for Ifemela, when she starts to write this blog, which is really, it's a blog about race, and she wants to poke fun at certain things. I mean, she finds race and just the whole sort of all the permutations of race, she finds funny, but also serious. So I think it's a way of using humor to talk about things that she thinks and I think are important. And I suppose being in America, I don't know, does it make that more possible? I suppose so. But I think the blog in itself, there's something un-American about it. Because it's how she's saying all the things that one isn't supposed to say in America.
And being not American gives you the freedom to say that. That's the irony that I thought was very, very powerful.
Yes, absolutely. I think that Ifemelu, because she's not an American black, so she has the relative privilege of looking at race from the outside. So I think she's able to see and laugh at certain things that maybe Native Americans wouldn't necessarily laugh at.
Do you think American blacks, African Americans, are constrained by a kind of pre-existing orthodoxy about race that Africans today are free of?
I think so. Yes, I think so. I also think that, I mean, race as it is in America is a very particular thing. So a lot of immigrants who are black who come to the U.S. don't really understand race in America. I mean, I call it American tribalism, right? This is the way that race is constructed. So it's something that we really have to learn. So I didn't think of myself as black until I came to the U.S. And then I started to learn all of these assumptions that come with being black, which I just really didn't consciously know of in Nigeria. I mean, in Nigeria, identity is based on ethnicity, on religion, on class, but not race, not skin color.
And the other thing that was amazing about this book is that I'm a consumer of Nigerian music mostly, not so much Nigerian culture, but in reading this book, I had a sense that Nigeria is an absolutely fascinating place, except you might not want to actually go there. It's more fascinating to experience away from the place.
That's funny. Well, I would argue that you should come visit because it's actually interesting to be there. I mean, I think when under the military dictatorships of 15 years ago, maybe not. Maybe Nigeria wasn't a good place to visit. But now I think it is. I mean, there's just this wonderful sort of surging cultural production. The music, the film, and Nigerians are such warm people.
Well, it's a great thing to experience in this book, Americana. Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie is author of Americana, and it's getting extraordinary critical acclaim. Chimamanda, congratulations, and thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.